declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint, issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. Usually, those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you listen to, they happen to be my views and your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we look forward to your calls. You can reach us at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But it's open lines. We'll look forward to your giving us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk. The government is, if they can't even get a computer system so people can sign up for the program, is going to be running your health care, because the doctor is going to lose his ability to determine what he wants to do for you. He will be required by federal legislation to do what the bureaucrats in Washington is appropriate. It doesn't matter whether you're young, 70 years old, or a very old 70 years old. Everybody's the same. And the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. will determine what happens to you. This is going to be a disaster. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, or I should say 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, give us a call. What we're told basically is, for if you're on Medicare, it's not going to cost you any more in the way of money. But what they don't tell you, of course, is that you have Medicare Advantage. Now, many people are taking something called Medicare Advantage, and that, of course, that means you don't have to get a secondary insurance, and you get help. Help as far as dental care. You get help as far as certainly eye care, certainly glasses, things of that sort. All of this is supposedly covered under Medicare Advantage. But what they don't tell you is when suddenly Obamacare comes in, they're going to cut almost $1 trillion off of Medicare Advantage, the money the federal government's putting into this at the present time, over a period of 10 years. So somewhere between $700 and $800 billion a year is going to be taken out of Medicare Advantage. And they're simply going to have to cut back on the amount of medical care that is given to people who have Medicare Advantage. It won't affect Medicare as much, but it certainly will affect Medicare Advantage. But then, of course, the biggest thing that really comes down the line is the fact that you're going to have bureaucrats determining the quality and type of care that's given. And this is, of course, where the death panels come in. Are they going to authorize, certainly, a heart transplant for somebody who's 90 years of age, or certainly a coronary bypass for someone who's 80 years of age, or certainly aortic valve replacement for somebody who's at 75 years of age? I had my aortic valve replaced when I was 75 years of age, and well, I've been going for 10 years since that time and doing pretty well with it. I was on the verge of congestive heart failure, but fortunately I was able to get an aortic valve replacement. I was able to get a coronary bypass, and my heart's working very, very well. But what's going to happen when we have the death panels there, and there really are death panels? They may want to deny it, but they're going to have to ration access to health care to make this thing work. We know what's going on over in England today, because in England, basically, they kill about 120,000 people every year, the elderly. A lot of the elderly in England will not go into the hospital for free medical care, because they know they'll never come out alive. This is not imaginary. You can look this up on the internet and verify it. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. It's Open Line Wednesday, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I was talking about the Obama and Affordable Care Act, and basically, of course, what this is really going to do as far as our society is concerned. Now, the government claims that this is not going to cost hardly any money at all. Suddenly, if we're going to be able to do this, it's going to be an insurance policy. Oh, the government maybe have to put a little bit of money into it, but really, of course, it's going to eventually pay for itself. Do you honestly believe that? And if you do, I think you're incredibly naive. Certainly in 1965, Lyndon Johnson promised that Medicare would be self-funding. And basically the whole idea was that suddenly with a 1% tax on salaries, why by the year 1990, now this was 1965 when Medicare went in, but by 1990, why Lyndon Johnson told us that Medicare was only going to cost $9 billion and we'd be able to afford that without any difficulty. And that was a great and fascinating idea that we were going to be able to fund health care for everybody over 65, simply $9 billion a year. Well, of course, when 1990 came around, why it was costing $90 billion. They were off by 1,000%, not 100%, not 200%, 1,000%. They said, and Lyndon Johnson promised the American people, it would cost $9 billion by 1990, and it cost $90 billion by 1990, and it's been going up ever since then. And basically, of course, Medicare does not take enough money, and now initially we had a 1%. That's all it was going to cost. We could provide health care for the elderly by 1% and then 2%, and I think it's 2.5%, somewhere between 2.5% and 3% now that you put in, and 2.5% and 3% that your employer puts in. And still they're going behind every single month. They're not getting enough money in to pay out. And they're taking the money out of the funds. There's supposedly a fund for this that is held by the Treasury from the money that's been paid in between 1965 and the present time. The only trouble is there's no money there. They've spent it all, and they've replaced this simply with Treasury bills, and that's what part of the national debt is. Part of the national debt is simply the T-bills to pay for the Medicare funds that have already been spent. And basically, if you think that it's going to be any different with the Obamacare Act, I think you're sadly mistaken. We're talking certainly about trillions of dollars every year going to be wasted on this program, and it's eventually going to bankrupt our nation. And they know exactly that. If you understand that the real purpose is to bankrupt America, if you go back and you read what Cloward and Piven wrote, Cloward and Piven, P-I-V-E-N, C-L-O-W-A-R-D, go to your website, to your search engine, and type in Cloward and Piven, a Nation magazine, 1966, something like that, or just Cloward and Piven, and Sydney, a Nation magazine. And basically, they were two communists. And they said, look, we hate America. They're writing, of course, in 1963, 64, maybe 66. But in the mid-1960s, they're writing, and they say, we hate America. We want to destroy America. How can we destroy it? Why, we'll simply spend it into oblivion. We'll come up with all of these wonderful welfare programs, and we'll simply get them part of law, and we'll simply have to pay for them. And eventually, of course, the country will go bankrupt, and that'll be the end. That'll be the end of America. And that's exactly the program that Barack Hussein Obama has undertaken. Barack Hussein Obama, remember, was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Barack Obama was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. Have you ever read Saul Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals? I have a copy. You should get one. Or at least go down to the bookstore and look at it. And in Rules for Radicals, of course, the book is dedicated to Lucifer. Dedicated to Lucifer. Dedicated to Lucifer. Did you ever hear that discussed from any of our people? You get the book, you can check it, you can find out. And in the very beginning of the book, Saul Alinsky, who is, of course, the icon for our current president of the United States, talks about how wonderful Lucifer is. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. It's open lines, and we have Mike calling from Scotts Valley. Hi, Mike, how are we doing?
I'm doing all right. The patient is the American citizen, and close to cardiac arrest, we need a Federal Reserve bypass, a heart bypass here. We also need to be able to, get back to bypassing this corporate fascist structure and to, rely on each other a little bit more than the government. It's so congested, it's so congealed, it's so messed up that, it seems like trying to do anything through the political system is so rigged. It's like walking into a house-favored casino. It's messed up. It's gone critical mass.
You're absolutely right, Mike, but how are we going to do this? How are we going to approach this? First of all, people have to understand that there's a small number of people who control most of our major corporations, most of the major banks, most of the major media outlets. They have their people planted within the educational system, within our churches. They have them planted, certainly, in both political parties, and they control the media. And as a result of that, why we do no longer have representative government. These people rig elections, and many times times, they will actually come up with fraudulent elections. We know it was last November, certainly when Barack Hussein Obama was elected. And basically, of course, we saw all this talk right after the elections about the fact that certainly there were literally thousands of incidences where there was voter irregularity. There were instances where there'd be 1,000 people registered in a precinct and 1,500 votes for Barack Hussein Obama. And what did they do? Why, they immediately discovered Osama bin Laden. Now, living over there in Afghanistan or Pakistan, I'm not sure which one it was. And they sent a SEAL team in to capture him and kill him and dump his body into the ocean. And then suddenly all those SEAL members on that SEAL team died mysteriously in a helicopter accident. So nobody was there to tell the American people it was all a decoy. So we would not talk about the voter irregularity. But go ahead, Mike.
And many more like them, diffusion, smoke and mirrors. So I think part of the thing that I'm convicted of is we are all each collectively carrying Federal Reserve notes in our wallet and transacting either credit or debt or Federal Reserve notes. You know, God hates an unjust weight and measure. And basically the currency that we as an American society are trafficking in that has become the international currency and trade. The American dollar is a prostitution. It's a corruption. It's an abomination before God. And I just pray for the Spirit of God to give us wisdom for those that are convicted of how they will move in this season to bypass it, bypass heart surgery. God, help us to be rooted in your Spirit and to bypass this homogenized, corrupted, prostituted system. Give me wisdom, Lord.
Well, we have to get people to understand what's going on, yeah. Mike. We have to get them to understand that there's a conspiracy against God. World dictatorship. They took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter and all of these celebrations out of our schools, and certainly they're using the media to destroy the moral fabric of our society. What we need is a great revival in America, and if we don't have a great revival, we're going to lose this country and all the advantages of freedom that we inherited from generations to past.
I can't add to that. Thank you.
God bless, and that was Mike. Anything else you want to say, Mike, before we let you go?
I can't add anything else to what you just said.
God bless, and thanks so much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, and we have somebody on the line. I don't know whether they want to be talking with us, but right now we've been going into the background of the Obamacare or the Obama Unaffordable Care Act. And basically, number one was basically the fact that they tell us it's not going to cost any more money if you're on Medicare. But if you have Medicare Advantage, they're going to cut back dramatically on the amount of money that the federal government is paying to the companies that carry Medicare Advantage. And then, of course, basically, we're going to see the bureaucrats laying out the plan for the treatment of individuals. And then, of course, when we talk about the cost of this system is going to cost a tremendous amount more than they're letting us know. As I pointed out, in 1965, they promised us that Medicare was only going to cost us 1% of our salaries, and we paid that in. And then we got to be 65, we'd be able to retire, and we'd get to Social Security, we'd have Medicare. And by the year 2000, and pardon me, by the year 1990, it was only cost $9 billion. $9 billion, well, it ended up costing $90 billion, and has been going up ever since then, and we're well over $600 billion at the present time, simply for Medicare or Medicare and Medicaid alone. And so then, of course, we have what's going to happen to the doctors. Well, basically, you're going to find out that more and more doctors are going to drop out of the system. And we're already finding doctors who are dropping out of the system. And they just simply say, well, if you want to come to me, you're going to have to pay me, but I'm not going to accept your Medicare. And what you're not hearing is that many of the major hospitals are dropping out of Medicare because they cannot make sufficient funds out of that. And you can't be in Medicare and out of Medicare. You've either got to be one or the other. And I think you're going to find that, they tell you, that the president has told you, heard him say, you go to any doctor you want to. I mean, you go to the hospitals, you know, you keep your insurance policies. If you want to keep your insurance policy, you can. And the president of the United States was lying to the American people. Doctors are going to drop out. Certainly, hospitals are going to drop out. But it's interesting, of course, that an awful lot of insurance companies are simply dropping their insurance coverage because they can't make a go of it. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan. It's the day before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure a lot of our regular listeners are out visiting or certainly are traveling to see their families or relatives at this time of year. So if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, give us a call. It's open lines, and I certainly would love to hear from you. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but we were simply talking about the Obama Sydney Affordable Care Act, and basically they talk a lot about the cost. But if you look at how so many of these policies are written up, they're really because of catastrophe policies. And they will not, you do not have any payment for the first $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 of payment. Basically, if something goes over that, then of course they maybe pick up 80. Have to go in the hospital. It's great, but you're going to be paying certainly a tremendous amount of money for a catastrophic policy that you could have gotten at a much lower cost before Obamacare ever came in. And so many of these policies are simply that. You do not get paid first on the first $4,000 or $5,000 of expenses that you are going to incur. So you're going to have to put out $4,000 or $5,000 before you actually ever begin getting any payment from your insurance policy. Basically, the people behind this is really the insurance companies. They're going to make out like bandits, and of course, it is going to just undermine the very fabric of our society. But basically, of course, we're told what's going to happen to the employers. Well, a lot of the employers are certainly going to be moving to other countries. They're not going to put up with this. They can move to other countries. They don't have to put up with Obamacare. They don't have to put up with the 35% corporate taxes that they have in America. This is the highest or the second highest corporate tax rate in the world. Why do we have that such a high rate? Why to drive the corporations out of America? And we're driving the intentionally water corporations to move from the United States to China or to Malaysia or to India or other countries. Why? Because the real goal is to raise the living standards in other countries and lower the living standards here, but they're never going to tell the American people that. But if you doubt that's certainly the objective, why you need to get David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. That's Memoirs by David Rockefeller. And we carry the book. We want you to read it. And after he tells us about the secret cabal that he's part of, that's working against the best interests of the United States, he goes on to say, but certainly a lot of people are critical of us. But look how we have raised the living standards throughout the world. How would they have raised the living standards? Well, the book was written in 2002, 11 years ago, and basically he's right. Basically, they have raised the living standards throughout the world as they've destroyed the living standards here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. Give us a call, and right now we have David calling from Central New York. Hi, David. How are we doing?
I'm doing, doing a little bit of a cold, so I guess I'll go to Dr. Obama.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll tell you what you should be doing is taking large amounts of antibiotic.
You can't go to any doctor you want to under the Obama health care plan. I think that's not true. You can go to any doctor you want, Dr. Stan, but you just won't get any help. You have to sit in the car. So they should call it the Obama Don't Care Plan, I think would be a better...
Well, I like the Obama Unaffordable Health Care, but it doesn't matter. You can call it No Care or Poor Care.
Yeah, right.
Or Mediocre
right.
Care. Call it what you will. Go ahead.
I was wondering, California is a place where a lot of things that I've heard over the years always start seeing new fads and things seem to start in California. Is that seemingly correct?
Yeah, it really is. We've had a very, very liberal legislature out here for many years, and it's simply because most of our newspapers are controlled, and as a result, and then I think they maybe rigged some of the elections. We don't know whether the elections are honest or not. We have no means of checking it out. But certainly, California seems to lead the way in a lot of these crazy, radical left-wing socialist programs.
Dr. Stan, when you had your operation, I heard you mention a little while ago, 10 years ago, was there quite a recovery time on that? What was involved in your recovery after the operation?
I was back on the air within about 6 days, doing 2 hours a day within 2 weeks. I was back full time. I mean, it was amazing.
Wow.
It really was amazing. Certainly how well I did postoperatively on that. And I was 75 years of age. I had certainly an open heart surgery with an aortic valve replacement and certainly a bypass using the mammary artery. So, I mean, it was just truly amazing surgery.
that's good to hear. Do you hear any more, do you have any context on martial law or what might bring that about? Do you ever hear anything that seems credible?
Well, I think that basically they're certainly militarizing our police. I think that they want eventually down the line to have a dictatorship in America because they don't believe in individual freedom. But certainly I think that most of our police are good people. What we need to do is educate as many of our fellow Americans as we can and let them understand there really is a group that wants a dictatorship here in America. And certainly our whole political process is fraudulent. Hang on there. Certainly we're going to go to a break. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday, and so give us a call. Certainly a lot of people are out, certainly. It's an evening before Thanksgiving. A lot of people are traveling. A lot of our regular callers are not calling. We had Pat on the line from Reading. Hopefully, Pat will call us back again. But if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if Pat in Reading, who just hung up, will give us a call back, we'll get him or her right on the line as soon as possible. Well, we were talking about Obamacare, and certainly abomination, call it what you will. I think this is going to be a tremendous disadvantage. And of course, everything has worked out with the idea that they're going to be able to get a lot of young people, a lot of the young people who are basically are not bothering to carry medical care because they feel they don't need it. And basically, of course, they're going to be forced to carry medical care, or they're going to have to pay a fine. I believe the fine for the first year is $95. So you can actually pay $95 and not get the Obamacare, or you can go ahead and get it, but you may be putting out, you know, probably $300 or $400 or $500 a month for your medical care, and it will be simply like a catastrophic policy. You're not going to have everything covered. You're only going to have certainly after $3,000 or $4,000 has been put out on your insurance policy. Then, of course, if you have to go to the hospital or you have massive expenses, why, you'll be able to get that. But I think that an awful lot of people who are young and healthy are simply going to pay that fine and are not going to go ahead and take the Obamacare. And if that doesn't happen, if these people don't get into the program, why, the whole thing is going to fold financially, because they're depending upon all those people coming on board from other countries, from the younger people, joining up the young, healthy people who are not going to use a lot of expenses. Well, right now we have Pat calling from the, I think this is probably the Pat we had before, so let's go to her. Hi, Pat. How are we doing? Pat from Reading.
All right, Dr. Stan, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to have you with us.
Good, thank you. I just have a question. When you mention, I've heard you speak many times about the EMP attacks and how dangerous they would be. Now, if you were outside, if a person was outside when this happened, would they receive radiation burns?
No, you would not. Basically, the EMP, there's actually three different types of rays that come down. I don't have them all at my fingertips now, but you would not probably even know that this had occurred. But they would certainly burn out the electrical units, would burn out our electrical lines. It would certainly destroy the transformers. It would destroy our whole electronic system. But the average individual would not be affected by it. The rays that are involved would not be hazardous to you. So from that point of view, you'd have nothing to worry about. But from a very practical point of view, it would destroy the infrastructure of our country. And the difficulty is that they know what lies ahead. There's a wonderful Congressional Commission report. It came out in 2008, and you can get it on the Internet. It's called the Congressional Commission Report on the Threat of an EMP Attack, 2008. Took 8 years, actually, to put this together. There were about 8 PhDs that did it. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful report. And I've read it all the way through. And it tells the story of the total destruction of our society. In fact, the report was so devastating that 2 years later, in 2010, the members of Congress, the House of Representatives, voted unanimously to take action to remedy this, to take the measures that would be necessary to protect our electric system all across America from being destroyed, and nothing was done. It's been blocked ever since then, and it doesn't make any sense. The state of Maine a couple of months ago voted to go ahead and separate themselves from all of the other electronic systems so they would be isolated and to protect themselves so this would not happen to them. And at least the state of Maine, you'll be able to have electricity. But if this should occur, and it's not imaginary, it's real. We've got a wonderful 4-CD set. We've got certainly a wonderful DVD on this, Ambassador Henry Cooper talking on this. We have certainly the 2008 Congressional Commission Report. We have a wonderful book by Michael Maloof called A Nation Forsaken. And Michael spent 30 years working with the Defense Department. He's now a writer for a columnist for the World Net Daily. But we've got his book. But you need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. And the question is, why are they blocking efforts to protect America from this happening? Go right ahead. Anything else you want to ask?
Well, that's about it, sir. Thank you for refreshing me about this whole matter. It's always a great honor to speak to you. You have a happy Thanksgiving, and God bless you.
God bless you, too, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving as well. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Right now, let's go to Joe, who's calling from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. How are we doing?
Fine, Dr. Stan, and a happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, and your family. I just have two things in mind that I want to share with you. Well, it actually has to do with the the understanding of Revelation 17.
Okay, before you do that, we'll let you go into that. But let me give our telephone number out for listeners. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Joe's calling from New Jersey, wants to talk about Revelation 17. Go right ahead.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I've often heard interpretations or understandings of what this particular verse in chapter 17 of Revelation means.
Joe, would you tell our listeners what does it say? Could you read it to them?
Oh, sure. Okay, let's get to it. Oh, here it is. And there are seven kings. It's verse 10. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. That's very confusing language. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast, then we go to 11, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. Okay, there's a cross-reference to that, which is in Daniel chapter 8, and that is in verse, let's see here. Verse, that won't be long now, and I'll finish this up. And I just have one other thought, and I have a question for you. And actually, it's in Daniel chapter 8, and it's explained in verse 19 all the way through to 25. That explains that Revelation chapter 17.
Basically, before we go on, for our listeners, remember Daniel was written many of centuries before the Revelation was written. But basically, because Daniel's talking about the end times, and suddenly there is going to be this creature or beast, and he's going to have the head of a lion and the body of a leopard, and I've forgotten all the exact details, but basically, as he goes through the body of this beast, it is very, very similar, of course, to what's described in the Revelation. And basically, where they talk about certainly there's going to be this man, and basically he's going to have a head of a steel and the body of, and he goes down his arms and his legs, the legs of iron, and certainly the toes of clay and steel and something of the sort. But basically, the similarities between what Daniel prophesied probably at 800, 1,000 years before John wrote the Revelation, but they're so similar. And go right ahead, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, if you read that Daniel chapter 8, starting in verse 9, if you pay attention, you'll see and count there are seven kings, and the last king is a king of fierce continents, which is the eighth. And that basically coincides with Revelation chapter 17. Well, all right, let that be. Anyway, here's the other thing that I wanted to ask you, Dr. Well, I want to just say this. That guest that you had on, Marshall Masters, he talked about how if the sun, if that planet X should start swinging around the other end of the sun and start coming our way in its transit, then it would set off flares that he said would be facing our Earth, which would be of biblical proportion. So, and then your other guest who was in actually corroborating what Massa said, you just interviewed him not too long ago.
Probably speaking about Bob Fletcher, who's actually put together a DVD, which we hope will be available by next week, where we can actually see. It's a three-hour DVD going into Planet X. And for our listeners out there, Marshall Masters, who incidentally will be our guest in the next hour, had suddenly written several books about Planet X. He's been studying it for a long period of time, and fascinating information. And suddenly he tends to corroborate with Bob Fletcher. Says Bob Fletcher corroborates Marshall Masters. I'm certainly on the fence. I'm not certain one way or the other, but I do think it's fascinating to certainly explore. But go right ahead, Joe. What was your question about Marshall Masters? About this this so-called Planet X coming in, and also there's going to be another comet going to be coming in about the 21st of December. Now, whether that'll have an impact or maybe that'll be suddenly incinerated behind the sun. It's right at behind the sun at the present time, but it will be coming to plague us on the 21st of December if it is not incinerated before then. But that's entirely different than Planet X. But go ahead.
Okay, so if in fact Marshall Mathers is correct in his assumption that if and when this planet starts swinging around in front of the sun, which is would be on our side, and those flares start going off, he said it would be a biblical proportion. And that reminds me of the chapter of Matthew 24, where the sign would be that the disciples asked for would be the sun. As lightning comes out of the east and shines even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And you know, Bob Fletcher talked about how the rumblings are starting to go on with these earthquake volcanoes, and he talked about some about Yellowstone National Park and the rumblings that are going to go on over, that are going on over there. If that should blow, Dr. Stan, all bets are off as far as worrying about transformers on any electrical pole. That'll be it.
Well, Joe, we're just going to have to wait and see. I'm not going to worry about it. If it happens, it happens. You and I are not going to change it. Sure. All we need to do is, help people to understand the spirits of forces which are guiding everything going on in the world today. And you go back and certainly you read the scriptures, you find out there's going to be a great war in the Middle East. And suddenly fire is going to come from the sky and suddenly eliminate a large part of the population there. Well, basically, of course, try to remember what it was like suddenly when this was written thousands of years ago, the idea that fire would come from the sky was just so foreign, but it's not a foreign idea today. It's very real, and people understand that nuclear weapons can bring fire from the sky down. Is it going to happen? Well, it's prophesied in the scriptures. I think it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if, but when. Okay, anything else? Yep.
Well, that's it. And the only thing, the only other thing I could relate to this great earthquake that the scripture says, and I couldn't find it. It actually coincides with Matthew 24 in verse 21, and over there it says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." And then it was also mentioned in Revelation, and I couldn't find it, and it says, "There shall be so great an earthquake such as this world has never known, nor ever shall know." And I'll tell you, the only other earthquake that I ever thought that was ever very, very large was when the earth split up and the continents shifted apart. And it's supposed to be even greater than that.
Well, I don't exactly remember when that happened, but anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for calling.
God bless, Doctor.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question for us?
I do, Dr. Stan. Actually, a couple. The first one, you know who John Lear is, don't you?
Well, you tell me, who is John Lear?
Okay. John Lear is the son of the Learjet inventor.
All right, fine. I know who that is. Go ahead.
And he's been a pilot all of his life. And from what I heard, he used to fly for the CIA. Okay, well, he was interviewed after the Fukushima disaster, and he laid blame at the doorstep of Israel relative to the fact that said Japanese scientists were assisting Iranian scientists in their quest to develop nuclear power, not nuclear weapons, just nuclear power. And you know, obviously, Israel doesn't like that idea. So they were culpable and even cited the fact that virtually no building suffered any significant damage other than, you know, what happened at the power plant. So that, you know, and then you see all this astonishing typhoon. And I think, just like that major typhoon one was in 05, where was that, Indonesia? I think those were harp events. In my heart of hearts, I can see what I'm calling the synagogue of Satan.
I think that there's this world satanic movement, but everybody wants to, and you are certainly among them, want to attribute this to the Jews. And this is not a Jewish matter at all. Why do you hate the Jews so much, Jack?
No, why do you hate the Jews? Why do you bring this up? Basically, yes, there's certainly some of the Jews are Satanists, but some of the Protestants are Satanists. Some of the Catholics are Satanists.
Okay, well,
why do you
want to
put everything off onto the Jews? And this is the unfortunate situation that we have. And the people want to come and come onto our program and tell us that today the Jews are responsible for what happened at Fukushima. And I said, and it's a little dubious how this all fits together. But unfortunately, there really is this effort today to destroy God's people. And I believe that certainly some Jews are wonderful, some Jews are evil. But certainly this is not a racial, has nothing to do with race. It has to do with the fact we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Illinois. Tim, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stand. I wanted to make a couple comments on GMO corn.
Go right ahead. We're a little short on time, but go right ahead.
Okay. Well, Russia, they had just banned Monsanto's GMO genetically modified corn from entry.
In fact, yes, Europe is doing everything they can to keep GMO corn out. And the fact that something this is happening all throughout the world, we're not hearing about it, simply reflects the degree of control that exists over our media. But go ahead.
Well, simultaneously, our government aids and abets Monsanto.
Oh, there's no question. You're right.
Well, stay away from any corn or other GMO products. They will destroy your gut and can do much harm.
I agree with you totally. Anything else, Tim?
Well, I wanted to make one quick comment on canola oil.
All right.
Canola oil stands for Canada oil low acid.
Hold that thought for just a moment here.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
through the prairies, through the ocean.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree with us that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, then we do hope that you'll give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not in a position to join, then you'll pray for Radio Liberty on a regular basis for our provision and protection. Well, if you are in a position to help, you can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and you'll get our four best CDs and tapes in the month, and then you'll get certainly our monthly newsletter. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you wanted more information, why you should get certainly some of the books we carry, or the DVDs, or the four CD sets, or videos, and certainly you can find out what they are. We have literally dozens of four tape and four CD sets, and dozens of videos and DVDs, and probably 30 or 40 books we think are important. And you can certainly see them listed at our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Or if you'd like to call an 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. Or you can request a catalog. We'll be glad to send that out to you. That has all these things listed. But certainly you have our permission to copy and reproduce any of the DVDs or four CD sets that we have produced. We can't give you permission to copy those that other people have produced, but if we produce them, as long as you're not making a profit on them, selling them for profit, if you want to charge a dollar or two to cover your expenses, that's fine. But get the information out. We need to get people to understand that we really are involved in a battle for the survival of Christian civilization. Then, of course, we mentioned that we do carry health products. And most people really are deficient in magnesium and vitamin D3 and vitamin C and all these other items. And so if you'd like to get the supplies, or we do carry them, the products we carry are put out by one of the finest Christian health food and health product companies in the country. And they come out under our label, but they certainly are put out by a very responsible company. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get them, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a list of the products, or you can certainly call us and we'll send them to you, or go to our website at radioliberty.com, or get a catalog, and they're listed in the catalog. But give serious consideration to taking them, because this really helps us. And then, of course, we do carry, of course, the Berkey water products. And if you don't have a Berkey water filter and you don't have extra filters on hand and the other things that you need, you should really have them, because I believe we are moving into a catastrophic situation. I believe there are going to be dramatic changes in America. And we don't know whether you're going to be able to get water through regular channels. And you need a means, certainly, to purify water. And that's what the Berkey water filters do. And, of course, you can get those, again, by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We use these, and my wife certainly swears by the Miracle 2 gel. And there's hardly a day go by when she doesn't tell me one way or another it seems to have helped her or to have helped other people. The Miracle 2 gel, I can tell you, I put this on my hair every day, and I still have, well, not as much hair as I used to, but I still have a good head of hair. And the Miracle 2 products we recommend. And then, of course, we carry a line of spices. Why do we carry spices? Well, because it helps to generate the funds that we need to keep Radio Liberty programs being heard all across America on shortwave, on the Internet. And certainly, you can also hear us on satellite. And certainly, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs. They are live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. And then, of course, read our newsletters. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Let us swear allegiance. let her man guide her.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Marshall Masters, who's written certainly about Planet X and about certainly a very real threat that he believes that could certainly undermine and destroy the very infrastructure of our nation. Marshall, thank you very much for being with us again.
It's a pleasure to be back, Doc.
Why don't you pick up the story and share your views with our listeners? Some of them may have heard you before, but so if you have to repeat some things, go ahead.
Sure enough. Well, I write on the topic of Planet X, if you're rude. And, okay, I know someone out there has got to be saying, ooh, one of those.
Marshall, we're a little bit soft. Do you have a...
Okay, is this better?
That's much better. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, anyway, we put out a video. Yeah, it's called Planet X 101, Who, What, Why, Where, When, and How. So, first off, for those of you out there who are just coming up to speed on this topic, this is a one-hour documentary, and I created it just for you. And I want you to see the people and the process and who has been looking for this and what it's going to mean to everyone. Because we believe that this is coming. I've been writing about this. I published my first article in January of 2002. We began studying this in 2001. And what we were looking for, actually, was global warming real? Well, at the time, things were, you know, the sun was warming up marginally, but that's what was driving global warming. Now the sun is just bizarre. But what we were looking for was, could it be an interloper the sun was interacting with or something in a captive orbit? And that is what brought us to Planet X. So what is it? It's a small constellation. It has a brown dwarf at the core. Now this is, you might call it an unborn sun. It has enough mass to ignite, but not to maintain a nuclear furnace like our own sun does. Still the same, though, it generates a lot of heat and can support life on some nearby planets. This object is, and its satellites are on the other side of the sun right now, probably about two Jupiter distances away from the Earth. And we're looking at the, I'd say, late 2014, late 2015, or maybe even the early 2016. Before this becomes visible to everyone. When it does become visible, it's just going to appear suddenly.
All right, well, now
we're going to be prepared or not.
Well, no, but basically, Chris, some people have thought that this was going to come in years past, and it didn't come. Why did they think it was going to come, I say, in 2012? What was the evidence for that, and why was that evidence mistaken?
Well, actually, we had that in 2012. Also in 2003. In 2003, Nancy Leader of the Zeta Talk website and a gentleman by the name of Mark Hazelwood.
Marshall, we've got a terrible line. Basically, you're not very loud.
Is this any better if I'm just holding it right to my mouth?
Yes, it's ever so much better.
Okay. Got it. I'll do that.
Okay, fine. Our guest is Marshall Masters. And because actually, he lives right here in Santa Cruz, where I do. And he's been studying this for some years, going back to the year 2000. Is there a Planet X? Is there something out there? Well, basically, of course, you go up on the Internet, you see all sorts of conflicting things. But I do know some people people who I think are very reliable, who really believes this is a very real factor. And actually, they claim that there are pictures taken of it. We'll get more into that in just a moment when we get back with Marshall Masters right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
This is Dr. Stan, and Marshall Masters was simply saying that in the past that they've had pictures of this planet X, and then, of course, there was a eruption on a volcano in South America, and basically, of course, when they tried to get pictures after that, they were incapable of it. But earlier this year, a businessman, an American businessman, traveling down, and what was that, in Peru where he was? Where was he?
Yes.
Okay, and then basically, what did he see when he was there earlier this year?
He imaged the brown dwarf near the sun. And when you look at it from the perspective of Earth's horizon, he captured it at what would look like the 11 o'clock position. But if you were in space, sitting on top of a solar observatory looking at the sun from the proper view of the ecliptic, the plane of the system, it would look more like it's about the 7 o'clock position. And he caught it at a time when just before, a few months before, it slipped behind the sun. So earlier this year, in 2012, there were several videos that appeared on YouTube with two sun sightings. There's obviously going to be a lot of them that, you know, people were excited, but, you know, they were reflections. We have really, in the process of analyzing and chasing this down, because this is an object near to the sun, and it's only going to be visible before sunrise or before sunset. So if somebody pops up and says, I took a picture at noon, no, it's not going to be there. But we also had to develop a technique we called CSI for, you know, this would be for camera sensor illumination. And where we actually get into the technology of the cameras and how they operate so that we could do a proper analysis. All of that is explained in my video, Planet X System Observations and Orbital Path Analysis. We were able to plot a very rough orbital path for it, but in terms of how it's going to play out, it's really hard to say because, like, again, it just doesn't move like anything else we know.
Well, what about any government observatories or any of the government observatories seeing this? Is this mostly being seen by amateur astronomers?
Well, it's being seen by both. Now, there's amateur astronomers. There's a group called 00 the Sky View. This is an independent team. They have good telescopes with infrared. Right now, you can only see this in infrared because this mini constellation is shrouded in an iron dust field. This is common to brown dwarfs because when they ignite, they just create all this filth. But then they just can't, like I said, they can't maintain a nuclear furnace. So this is always following around, like kind of like that little dirt cloud that was hanging over the character, I think, Linus in Peanuts. And so it's not going to be visible to the naked eye until it's closer in. But Jorge caught it from a plane at 37,000 feet at 4 degrees north of the equator. And it was a stellar shot. And on that very same day, there happened to be an exquisite alignment of three planets. And this was the fourth object in that image. And it is not cataloged. And it's brighter than Venus. So somebody says, well, it's a star. No, there's no star that's going to be brighter than Venus. And this thing is as bright, has as much luminance as our own sun does. So that tells us it is a second sun, and it's going to come around. Now, the point that we have to be concerned with is, first off, this thing is going to be preceded by a whole slew of stuff. Now, are the astronomers looking at it from the government? Yes. A gentleman by the name of James McCanny, he made an announcement a few months earlier that a number of scientists from the government and the military were at in Learmouth, Australia, at a place that's called Project Wormwood. And the whole point of this observatory, Project Wormwood Observatory, is to look for space threats. So these would be the ones who are obviously monitoring it. So according to James McKenney, they're monitoring it. But frankly, the government has been chasing after this thing for a long time. And the first it actually was able to pick up any indication of it was with Pioneer. But it was in the 80s when they put up a craft called IRAF, and it was an infrared telescope. And it was going through its mission, which was to map the sky in infrared. And when it got to this thing, I mean, it found it. It was a huge heat signature. And at that point, what NASA said was, oh, golly gee, the coolant gave out on this because it has to supercool because it's an infrared camera. And so, sorry, we can't use it. But what government whistleblowers tell us was that, in fact, what happened, and I mean, the Europeans who were part of that project were furious about it. But what this government whistleblower tells us was that when they found it, they created the cover story that there was a technical problem, but then they kept IRAS on this object until it exhausted all of its onboard navigation fuel. At which point, spacecraft is just useless. Shut it down time. So this has been going on. Now, in 2006, I broke the story on what's called the South Pole Telescope, Edmondson Scott Station. Now, this is absolutely the perfect device to go look for something like this.
And at the South Pole, and this is a massive, massive telescope. I feature it in my video, Planet X 101. And we've had, you know, two disclosure videos that appeared on YouTube. Both of those were brutally crushed and suppressed. The images
were What do you mean? No, you said they were suppressed. Oh, who suppressed them? When were they suppressed? How were they suppressed?
Okay, the first one was a Nibiru shock 2012. Now, they set up an account on Google that was an anonymous account because obviously you don't know you don't want them to know who you are, especially if you signed a non-disclosure agreement. But it's very easy for the government to go in and just steal your account. And people have access to tools. They can capture whatever you're typing for your password. Then all they have to do is change your password and you can't get in. Now, you can get your account back from YouTube if you step forward and identify who you are, which is something Nibiru Shock couldn't do. So then what happened was the disinformationalist had control of that account. They slandered the man, spoiled the work, claimed it was a hoax and a joke, and then the account just withered away and died. Another one was DNIR, I think 3840, something like that. It was a little bit of a strange name. Now, this was something that I got a whistleblower tip that I jumped on. I got an email that said, go get this. And I went and I saw that thing within about maybe, 2 hours after it was up. I downloaded the video. And not only was that video removed by the next morning, the account was terminated as well.
Well, now, who do you think is doing this? Is this somebody within the intelligence agencies or what is your contention?
Well, I know the YouTube complaint process that goes through. And the only people that can push that process that fast is the government, period. So this was shut down out of Washington.
So you are suggesting that there's somebody in government that doesn't want information on Planet X out to verify its existence?
Absolutely. Not only in government, but elsewhere. In 2009, we had our book, Planet X Forecast. That book was translated. We licensed it to publishers in Germany, Japan, and Italy, also in Holland. And in the Italian edition, it was Academia was the publisher and a brilliant little company. They did it, and then they went to in 2009, they attended a symposium, first ever on Planet X, which was in Rome. It was standing room only, sold out. They quit selling tickets when the fire marshal said, that's it, you're packed. And after that, books on Planet X by us and by everyone else were literally just flying off the shelf. The bookstores had them in premium positions, and our publisher was ecstatic. I mean, he had, the book had only been out for a few months, and he was looking at doing a second printing, which was something, you know, you wouldn't think to do for another maybe year or year and a half.
Well, now, was the book written in Italian or was it in English or what?
Our book was written in English, but what we then do is we license the rights, and then the Italian publisher has someone on his staff translate the book, okay. And it was published in Italian.
Basically your book then was published all over Europe in those various languages, is that right?
Right. That's right. It was published in German. This book is published in German, and it was published in Spanish, Dutch, and Italian. It was our Italian publisher that was, he came under a lot of harassment because what happened was two months after we had that convention in Rome, one of our folks attended that, spoke at the site. They went into the bookstores. All of the books, our books and everyone else's books on Planet X, were pulled off the shelves, returned to the distributors, and destroyed by order of the Vatican. And every distributor was made to know that in no uncertain terms. When I asked my guy, I said, you took a bath on this thing. They really gave you a bad haircut. Are you going to fight it? And he said, it's the Vatican. Are you out of your mind? and that was it. Now you can go take a look at my books, and Amazon's doing the same thing to me here since we brought out our last video, Planet X 101, because there I really do get into the suppression and the conspiracy, along with explaining everything else. And
okay, the whole
something
that,
in that
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While a storm cloud gathers.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Meteors and meteorites, real
okay,
quick.
Okay, hold there for just a moment. Our guest, of course, is Marshall Masters, and Marshall's contention is that there's an organized effort to actually suppress information. He talks about how that certainly in his book was actively suppressed in Europe, and certainly in the publishers over in Europe and Italy were actually required to withdraw the book from distribution and to burn the copies. And he points out that if you go on to certainly Amazon today, you'll find out that his book on That was the Planet X 2012. Well, Planet X forecast. That book is certainly marked out of print, or certainly not readily available at the present time. But of course, the book is available. And actually, I went to Amazon. I checked it out, and what he said is absolutely right. The books, they have used copies of the books that you can buy, but they claim that certainly the new copies are not available. And yet, of course, they are readily available. So you go right ahead, Marshall.
Yes, they are. And by the way, if you go to Powell's or BN.com, Barnes & Noble, 1 to 3 day shipping. Our books are sold through Ingram Distributing. It's the largest distributor in the world, and we're continuously in stock, so we never go out. But this is, you know, the point here is that when these things are done, there's always some sort of plausible deniability. But Amazon never messed with us. But this is not the first time, however, we came under attack with Amazon. About 2 years ago, this is during the time of Comet Elenin, and there was a big story on that. But our ebooks, our Kindle edition ebooks, were hacked by hackers and then put out on these free download sharing sites. I had no idea that the security system for Kindle publishing was so cheesy. They cut through it like a hot knife through butter. And so, which is an important thing for publishers to know. Next thing we saw, there were websites in Korea and websites in Russia, all over, that were distributing these hacked editions of our ebooks. And what Amazon did was that they said, you intentionally did this. And they were telling me that I was stealing my own books. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but that's the way it goes. And so we went after that and we fought it. And while the Vatican and Amazon have done their level best to hurt us and they have done a lot of harm to us, I'd also want to say that the one company that has kept us from the jaws of failure has been Google. It was Google who stepped up to the plate with that Kindle deal, and they went after all of these guys and they shut them down. And I mean, they went after them with a passion. Man, I'll tell you. That was amazing. And then back in 2008, when I was under attack by Disinfos, terrible smear campaigns on YouTube, Google went after them too. All right. So I know Google gets a lot of bad press, but for us, they're for the grace of God. Thank you, Google. Thank you, Google. Thank you, Google. As far as it goes with the Vatican and Amazon, frankly, for those of you who are hearing my voice, they want you dead. D-E-A-D. They want you dead. They don't want you to know this stuff because it's Titanic rules, folks. First class gets the boats. Steerage goes down with the ship. Folks, you are steerage. But what does steerage mean? The first to die or the last to know. Well, that's basically the reason why we're under attack.
What do you anticipate will happen if indeed this planet does, certainly this Planet X does, come out from behind the Earth and from behind the sun? How will it affect life on Earth?
I think the first thing that we're going to see with this is we're going to have some sort of meteor event, something deadly. If you look back to February of this year, the Chelyabinsk meteor, it just wasn't a pretty face in the sky. When this thing detonated, it detonated over an uninhabited area, which was good because when it blew, it released the equivalent of energy of 20 Hiroshima bombs. 20 Hiroshima bombs. So something like that detonated over a major city like Los Angeles, New York, London, Paris, Moscow. You're talking about a massive death toll. And I think that in terms of the...
Now, was this the incident over Russia? Is this where?
That's right.
And how many people were injured? I know some people were injured, weren't they?
Yeah, the reports we have, approximately 1,500 people received treatment for injuries. A lot of folks were getting glass in the face. They were looking through the kitchen windows when this thing blew.
Okay, fine. Well, we have our guest is Marshall Masters. Basically, his contention is that there's Planet X out there that is going to be coming around here in the next year or two, and basically could have a profound impact upon life in America. Now, basically, would you say it can come in 2014? It will be 2015 or 2016 before it appears.
Sometime within the next two and a half years.
Hold that thought.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Marshall is talking about how there's a dramatic increase in the incidence of meteors and meteorites and suddenly coming into our atmosphere and hitting the Earth. And this seems to be doubling almost every year for the last 3 or 4 years. And this is concerned that this is a manifestation of the fact that one of these days we're going to be hit by Planet X. Now, before we go on, Marshall, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get to your website, and get copies of your books or DVDs that they like.
The site is youwusa.com or Marshall Masters, that's with two L's, .com, and either one will get you there. And that's all the information you need. The videos are there. They're free to the public. Our books are available there on the site. And we have articles going all the way back to the first one we published in January 2002. So we've been following this for an awfully long time, but it's gone beyond the theoretical. And to me, the kind of suppression that we're seeing, and I know one of the other guests that you've had on your show has been having an awful time as well. The suppression efforts are really ratcheting up. And
The thing is that it really is successful for the elites, because if you can suppress the knowledge, then you go, what? You know, these guys are just inventing it. But, you know, that's what happens when free speech is suppressed. And that's the problem that we're having. That's the problem that your other guest is having. So it's one of those things where when this really starts to pop, I think the first things we're going to start experiencing are going to be impact events, meteorites that are coming down, hitting the Earth. There could be property damage and loss of life. If, like I said, if the Chelyabinsk meteorite had airbursted over a major city, the death toll would have been astronomical. So we're going to see that. That's going to shake people. That's going to wake them up. However, if that happens, they're going to find a cover story for that. Most likely it'll be Ison, Comet Ison, and they'll pin that on Ison. They'll just say Ison came through the, you know, came through, knocked something loose, and that's what hit him.
I think that basically, Marshall, you should explain that Ison is basically it's a comet, and supposedly it's behind the sun now. It's going to be coming around the sun and going to be appearing sometime. What is it in December that Ison is going to be appearing? When is this comet going to be coming into some proximity to the United States? Suddenly, this is separate from Planet X, isn't it?
This is separate from Planet X, but you're going to find on YouTube there's a lot of speculation. When these comets come through, they drag out all the usual suspects. And so all of a sudden, Comet Ison is a alien mothership. It's Planet X. It's any number of things. It's a brown dwarf. The theories abound. I never used to see any of this kind of wild-eyed speculation about comets until, you know, I'd say Comet Elenin. And so it really gets drummed up, gets a lot of people's attention to go down a rabbit hole. The whole point of doing this type of disinformation where you pull up all these crazy theories is that it gets people into that. You can see the web traffic on these videos. There's a huge amount of attention on that. And then Comet Ison becomes Comet Isn't. And then people go, gosh, I was foolish for doing any of this thing, and they put it down, walk away from it, and the elites win again. They just simply, you know, exhaust people's attentions with this. And Ison is very well reported. It's been on Drudge a few times. But for me, in the final analysis, sometimes a comet is just a comet. I'm more concerned about the fact that we had a very large bolide. It was a multi-state bolide. And again, it came in from the sun, just like the Chelyabinsk meteor did. So, you know, that's what we're sitting here and we're looking at the statistics. And again, this is very well documented in my video, Planet X 101.
Well, now, my understanding is, Marshall, that basically, ordinarily, of course, this time, the sun goes through a cycle, 11-year cycle, and we are suddenly approaching the apex of that cycle with the sun. We should be getting a lot of solar flares, a lot of solar activity, and, of course, there's been a lot of concern that because of a solar flare, why, of course, we could have certainly an electromagnetic response here in America, which could have an impact on our electric system. The only trouble is that here at this time, suddenly when we should be having increased solar activity, we seem to be having less solar activity, at least on this side of the sun. What's that all about? Is that accurate appraisal of what's going on?
Yeah, I guess it could really be summed up as always a bridesmaid, never a bride. No, I mean, it is the most bizarre thing. And you can go on YouTube. You can find a lot of videos, especially with Dr. Michio Kaku. Love that guy. I think he's a local hero. And, you know, he was warning about this current solar maximum and the concern of NASA, NOAA, and the Academy of Sciences was that this one could produce what's called a Carrington event. That was something that popped off in 1859. Now, at that point, technology was pretty, there was really not much technology other than telegraphs. And those had only been out for about 5 years. Now, when that storm fired off and a CME hit the earth, a couple of interesting things happened.
Well, basically what happened is this was a massive solar flare. Right. And so basically in 1859, this massive solar flare, the rays and gamma rays and various types of rays from this kind of hit the earth and go ahead. What happened?
Well, what happened was that all of the telephone lines were shorting out. There were fires all over Europe and the United States. Equipment was getting burned out. There were some operators, telegraph operators, that actually were injured from this. I think what was really interesting was that they were seeing the Aurora Borealis in Hawaii. Okay? You know, that's really hard to imagine seeing the Aurora Borealis in Hawaii, but that's what happened. Now, if a storm like the one in 1859 occurred now, that's it. I mean, our life as we know it with all of our electronics and internet, it's gone. I mean, that would just roast our electronic information age. And it would push us back into a late agricultural or industrial age status. And I'd be frank, after I've seen everything that guys like Snowden have brought out with all the spying on us, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea. But that's not the solar maximum that was predicted by all the most prestigious institutions we got. What we got is this bizarre double hump. And so just when the solar maximum was supposed to be really picking up and going, it kind of, you know, it was like an airplane that's just trying to get off the ground, gets a few feet up, and then settles back again. And then the sun went into this amazing lull. And I know you were watching it. It was like, you know, we were sitting there for weeks going, where's the sunspot? All right. Well, now we're getting sunspots. Now the sun is getting active, but nowhere near the level that you would have for a solar maximum. And the solar winds aren't there. You know, meanwhile, Earth's our magnetosphere, it's weakening, and so we're going to be more susceptible to these kind of events when and if they do happen.
Now, basically, could you explain to our listeners what a magnetic sphere, that you say that a magnetic sphere is weakening, what is that, and how will that impact on America?
Without a magnetosphere, everyone in sound of my voice is a poodle in a microwave, period. We could not exist without it. And it's the magnetic shield generated by our planet. And what they have been seeing is that it has been steadily weakening for some time. And it has weakened by approximately 10%. Concurrent with that, we're finding other things that are somewhat bizarre. The magnetic North Pole has been moving, and it always moves, of course. But now it's moving like Speedy Gonzales. And at a very fast pace. So it's really difficult to catch up with it, but you would have heard stories about the runway numbers on large airports having to be repainted because the magnetic heading would have changed, and so the runway numbers have to change as well. So there's all of these things happening. Meanwhile, with the Earth, look at what's happening with our Earth. We have volcanoes that have been dormant for over 100 years, and they're popping off, and they're popping off at a very fast rate. We're having, for example, we had an earthquake in Pakistan, and three islands came out of the sea. There was a recent earthquake in Japan, and another island came out of the sea. They don't know how long it's going to stay up, but another island came out. So what we're seeing are land deformations. We're seeing new islands that are rising up from the seabed. Meanwhile, we are having a lot of quake activity. There's a lot of unusual quake activity. And look what's happening with weather on the planet. So when, you know, when people ask me, when are we going to see it? What I see is the early signs. I'm seeing, if you will, the sniffle before the sneeze. And this is that scratch at the back of the throat. And there are folks that see this and intuit it, and they're connecting the dots. I find that the people who come to this typically get to this topic and take it seriously have had an experience, a dream, a vision, a premonition, an epiphany. But whatever it is, it was powerful enough that it pulled the blinders off their head. And at that point, once you're into a state of awareness, you're actually looking at the world around you. It's not a pleasant experience. It wasn't for me, wasn't for anybody else. It's kind of like getting hit in the face with a dead salmon. Just spit scales and wonder what happened. But then you have to sort through it. You have to find the knowledge to deal with it, decide what it is that you're going to do. Are you going to plan and prepare? Are you going to ignore? These are the decisions each and every one of us have to make. And so what my focus right now is, you know, on the public education front, obviously, if the elites are going to suppress you, shut you down, they're not going to allow you to do commerce, then you're not going to be able to have that as a venue. But what I can do are shows like this and talk to people out there who have had a dream, vision, premonition. You know who you are, because you're lonely with this knowledge. And you know that, too. You know if you speak with family and friends, they're going to ridicule you. They're going to mock you. You know, the easiest thing that happens is you fall off a few Christmas card lists. But you could lose your job. So there's a lot of downsides to this. But yet these people have had such profound experiences that they endure. They persist. They take the abuse. And I've always... For many years, I've felt sorry for them, but now I've realized that wasn't the right thing for me to do. It wasn't until I was actually talking with a man who'd written a book I published called Jesus and the Third Temple. We were doing a big series called The Great Tribulation. And he made a comment to me. He says, you know, when God destroys the earth, he always leaves a few good souls behind to start over with. And that really got me to thinking. And I thought about that for months, and I was recalling all of the conversations that I've had over the phone, through email, with countless numbers of people over the years. And going back and going, do I remember any one of these people who told me about their dream, their vision, their premonition, their epiphany? Who were these people? And what I realized, my moment of epiphany, was that they were all salt-of-the-earth people. They're not schmucks. The people that are having these experiences are the kind of people you want to have as neighbors, the kind of people you want to invite over for a barbecue. They're good, hard-working, honest people. You know, we all have warts, okay, but warts and all, are you a good person? And that was when I came to realize that maybe these people are having these experiences because there's a higher intelligence, a kinder universe, if you will, reaching out to them with a simple message. Hope you make it. That's it. Just hope you make it. And so this is where I've really shifted my efforts, is to be in service to these people, to help them in any way that I can. Because the larger mission of awareness is just simply suppressed. It's been suppressed for me, as it has been suppressed for your other guests, and that's just the way it is. But I have no malice about that, because I look at it this way. The history of humankind is a very large book with many chapters, and every chapter of every book, like a book, eventually comes to an end.
Well, Marshall, do you honestly think that there is going to be a breakdown, certainly, of the electric infrastructure of our planet? What is really going to happen when Planet X approaches?
It's going to be bad in a series of stages. First, we're going to start hitting the rocks. After the rocks are hitting us, we're going to have solar storms. We'll probably have the advanced leading edge of the iron dust cloud that surrounds this mini constellation, which would give us the same effect as the first plague of Exodus, which was the waters turned to blood red. Now, if you're throwing iron dust into the sea, that's what's going to happen, for the very same reason that a brickyard uses iron to turn the bricks red. And a lot of the, if you took the 10 plagues of Exodus out of allegorical order and put it in scientific order, it follows consistently with the kinds of things that we're going to see. And that's going to be the leading edge of this thing. Then when it reaches its point of perihelion, its closest point to the sun, it's going to be on the same side of the sun as we are. And that's when we're, that's when just hell's going to break loose. We're going to see events that are going to be biblical in scale. You know, the Bible tells us we're going to get roasted by the sun and we're going to have an earthquake that's not going to leave anything intact on the planet. I am a secular person. I'm not a Christian. But I'll tell you, after studying Christian eschatology, I've really come more and more into the conclusion that the Bible was written as a preparatory for just this.
Well, maybe you ought to then consider the promises, the guarantees of Christianity. We'll be back in just a moment here with Marshall Masters.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, the This is Dr. Stan, and certainly Marshall is not coming from a Christian point of view. He's coming from a secular point of view, but he recognizes that we are going to be entering a period, certainly of biblical proportions. Now, basically, if you have heard Marshall's story, why? Because it's very interesting, and it suggests somebody is blocking this information. And yet, of course, if you listen to my interviews with Bob Fletcher, who's been working on this from an entirely different point of view, why, he has also had an organized effort to prevent his information from getting out. And the question is, why? Well, is it possible this is all true? There's going to be a major cataclysmic event, because both Bob Fletcher and Marshall Masters really believe that such an event is coming, and they're counseling people to begin making preparations as best they can. But, of course, Bob Fletcher is coming from a quasi-Christian point of view, recognizing the spiritual component of this. And Marshall Masters, even though not a Christian, certainly recognizes that we may very well be moving into a cataclysmic or catastrophe of truly biblical proportions. So we're going to put together a four-tape set on this. I think it's important people have it. And we're just going to have to wait and see how things unfold. But I do believe we're moving into very, very difficult times. And our message to you is, begin making your preparations and be certain that you have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't, certainly listen to these programs on Planet X. And whether it's true or not, I'm coming to believe that there's something major cataclysmic event is coming upon us, and we should be making preparations not only physically and financially, but spiritually as well, spiritually. And I do hope that you'll give serious consideration to that. I hope you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the truly satanic forces that are at work in the world today. I hope you want to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, and on Population Control, The Secret Agenda. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And of course, we have an excellent 4-CD set on secret societies. We have a 4-CD set on the secret government. And these have certainly interviews there that you really need to hear to understand what's going on. If you have any question what happened to John Fitzgerald Kennedy and the fact that he was assassinated by people working within a conspiracy at the highest levels of our government, you need to get the two 4-CD sets we have on JFK and JFK Assassination Update. JFK Assassination and JFK Assassination Update. If you have never heard our talk on Martin Luther King, we have an excellent 4-CD set on the assassination of Martin Luther King, an excellent 4-CD set on the assassination of JFK's brother, of Bobby Kennedy, the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. And then, because we have an excellent 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview government assassins, and both of them are dead today, as far as I know. And then, of course, there's another interview with a man who had actually tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton. That's the 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. But we have so many 4-CD sets on so many subjects. Simply, we hope that you go to our website, radioliberty.com, and certainly look at the various books and DVD sets and certainly videos and other items that we have. And we hope that you'll seriously consider getting them, because this is what helps to keep us going. And basically, our books, our DVD sets, our CD sets, our videos, all of these things help to maintain Radio Liberty. If you don't, you certainly get your health products through Radio Liberty, and you really do need to lay in a supply of them. Why, we carry certainly minerals, and we carry vitamins, and we carry all the various things you need to maintain your health. Just call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a list of our health products. Certainly, we hope many of you give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. For a land so fair. they fly her.